A preacher said, anyone with special need wants to be prayed over, please come forward to the front of the altar. With that, Peter got in line, and when it was his turn, the preacher asked, what for you? He replied, preacher, I need you to pray for help with my hearing. The preacher put one finger of one hand on Peter's ear, placed his other hand on the top of Peter's head, and then the patient joined in with much enthusiasm. After a few minutes, the preacher removed his hands, stood back, and asked, Peter, how is your hearing now? Peter answered, I don't know. My hearing is actually next Thursday. In today's gospel, witness a heated confrontation. The Pharisees have just seen Jesus heal a blind man, and instead of rejoicing, they accuse him of Jesus. Jesus responds not with a complex legal argument, but with a simple earthly image that every person in Palestine understood, that is, the shepherd. But this was not just a nice metaphor. It was as was saying two things. I am God, and you are the high hands who have abandoned the sheep. We all know what it feels like to be treated like a transaction. A hired hand is someone who is there for the peace. Financial ruin or grief shows up. The hired hand runs away because they aren't invested in you. They are invested in themselves. Jesus, however, calls himself the Good Shepherd. In the ancient world, sacrificial love. He doesn't drive the sheep from behind a whip. He leads from the front. He doesn't ignore the wounded. He searches for the lost. Most importantly, he doesn't flee when the wolf comes. Jesus adds a second strange image, I am the gate. To understand this, we have to picture a Palestinian sheepfold, a stone circle with a small opening. At night, there was no wooden door to click shut, body across the opening. The shepherd became the door, going through first. If a wolf wanted a lamb, it had to step over the shepherd. This is the redemptive vigilance of Christ. He places his body between us and be sin, despair, and death itself. What does this mean for us when we feel overwhelmed? It means there is safety in being a Christian. This is not just a religious club. Being part of Christ's flock provides security. When we live within the teachings of the church and the rhythm of the sacraments, we are living within the gate. We are reminded that we don't have to find our own way through the dark woods of this world. We have a shepherd safe. Today, we are invited to do two things. The sheep follow the shepherd because they recognize his voice. In a world full of false teachers and hired hands on social media and in the news, we must tune our ear gospel, that is good news. As a parish, we are called to reflect safety. We should be a community where the lost are searched for and the wounded are healed, mirroring the selfless love of our Master. Jesus is the one who will never mislead us, and the door that is always open leads us home.